U.S. military pulls out of Libya as Russia and France-backed warlord invades capital. By Edwin Mora on April 8, 2019. The U.S. military over the weekend announced that it had temporarily withdrawn a small contingent of American troops from Libya due to increased unrest in Tripoli following the decision by renegade warlord Khalifa Haftar to advance his army towards the capital. Haftar enjoys support from Russia, France, and neighboring Egypt, among other countries. The security realities on the ground in Libya are growing increasingly complex and unpredictable. General Thomas Waldhauser, the chief of U.S. South Africa Command, AFRICOM, declared in a statement issued Sunday. Even with an adjustment of the force, we will continue to remain agile in support of existing U.S. strategy. In recent years, a small contingent of U.S. troops have been helping local forces protect diplomatic facilities as well as combat the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, and Al-Qaeda jihadis who have found a fertile ground for their activities amid the chaos that has engulfed Libya since the U.S.-backed overthrow and death of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Libya's strongman General Khalifa Haftar, the chief of the Libyan National Army, LNA, that backs the Tobruk-based breakaway government, has surfaced as the top rival of the United Nations and U.S.-backed Government of National Accord, GNA, led by Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj. Propped up by Russia, France, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Saudi Arabia, and neighboring Egypt, General Haftar's LNA has seized most of Libya, including most border crossings and the majority of the lucrative onshore oil fields. Since Thursday, Haftar has been pushing into Tripoli, home to the UN and US-backed government of Prime Minister Sarraj. In Sunday's statement, AFRICOM explained, due to increased unrest in Libya, a contingent of U.S. forces supporting U.S. South Africa Command temporarily relocated from the country in response to security conditions on the ground. U.S. South Africa Command is conducting prudent military planning while continuing to assess the security situation. The command is making the personnel adjustments in response to the evolving security situation. U.S. South Africa Command will continue to monitor conditions on the ground in Libya and assess the feasibility for renewed U.S. military presence, as appropriate. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also warned Haftar against advancing towards Tripoli in a statement also issued on Sunday. This unilateral military campaign against Tripoli is endangering civilians and undermining prospects for a better future for all Libyans. Pompeo stressed that a political solution, not a military one, is the only way to unify the country and provide a plan for security, stability, and prosperity for all Libyans. Forces loyal to the internationally recognized government have vowed to defend Tripoli from Haftar and his LNA fighters. On Sunday, Mohamed Gunanu, a spokesman for the pro-Sarraj Libyan army, announced the launching of the Volcano of Rage operation to defeat what he described as Haftar's coup attempt. We announce the start of the Volcano of Rage military campaign against the armed forces of Haftar, the spokesman proclaimed, according to Russia's state-owned TASS news agency. We have formed an operative staff including units of the armed forces and the interior ministry. We will not allow the creation of a military state and we will continue to support Libya's democratic development. The Libyan army rejects coups and militarization of the state. Libya will always be a civilian state and the army will protect it and secure the people. Gunanu added, the Libya Observer reports. On April 4, General Haftar ordered his LNA troops to march on Tripoli, prompting Prime Minister Sarraj to order all fighters loyal to the GNA to use force if necessary to defend the civilian population and critical facilities. Forces under the command of Libya's renegade General Khalifa Haftar are believed to have launched an air raid against the only functioning airport in Tripoli as heavy fighting rages for control of the capital, Al Jazeera reports. According to the UN, the ongoing violence in Tripoli has already displaced 2,800 people. Clashes have also killed at least 35 people and wounded another 80, including civilians, since Haftar's orders on Thursday. The Guardian reports, citing the health ministry of the Tripoli-based government. Libya has descended into political and security chaos as the rival governments in Tripoli and Tobruk, as well as several regional militias, vie for power and influence since Gaddafi's demise in 2011. Jihadis are also operating across the North African country. Haftar has liberated several areas from the grip of jihadis. However, Some human rights groups have accused the strongman general and his LNA fighters of war crimes. Moreover, France 24 notes, while Haftar has sold himself to the West as an anti-Islamist fighter, experts say he has close links to a branch of Salafists called Madghalists. The Guardian reports. The French officials insist they were ignorant of Haftar's plan, a claim that is challenged by some Libyan observers who argue the French not only have special forces embedded in the country, but have done more than any other European country to provide Haftar with international respectability. The French have argued that Haftar's elite forces are a reality that simply cannot be ignored in a search for peace. Russia has been more forthcoming about its support for Haftar, blocking a UK-led move to approve a Security Council statement condemning the warlord at the UN headquarters in New York on Sunday, insisting all sides should be urged to show restraint.